know how I got so lucky to give the last sermon of the year. It's hard to realize that this is the end of 2018 and embarking on 2019, and it's been a good year. This evening, Looking Back and Pressing Forward. Looking back and pressing forward. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on the year that we've had, and we'll also understand that we must move forward and not live backwards. And this evening, looking back, this is point number one, looking back, now is a good time to reflect on the year itself. You know, many of us have had our ups and downs. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, very familiar verse. James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, the Bible reads, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance." You know, we must understand that the trials and things that we go through, it's a process. We must be patient as we endure these things. Patience is something that we must practice all the time. It's something we must practice all the time. You know, and just go to Walmart, especially around Christmas time. You learn to practice patience. It may take you a while to check out, but you know, you really work on your patience. But many times we want things done right now, and we must remember that we are on God's time and not our own. God is patient with us, so we should be patient with those around us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26. The Bible reads, "The Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to all, able to teach, patient when wronged." Verse 25, "With gentleness, correcting those who are in opposition, and perhaps God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snares of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will." You know, we don't want to allow Satan to have a say in anything that we do. We don't want him to have that say. We must follow God and understand his will for us. Proverbs chapter 16. I'm going to look at a couple of verses there in Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 9, the Bible reads, "The mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." And if you go on down to verse 20, Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 20, "He who gives attention to the word will find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord." You know, I think of a Disney character, Jiminy Cricket, sometimes. You know, you hear that phrase, always let your conscience be your guide. Well, we have to be careful with that conscience. Our conscience can be blinded by Satan. We must allow God to direct our steps. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 13. Proverbs 13 and verse 13, the Bible reads, "The one who despises the word will be in debt to it, but the one who fears the commandment will be rewarded." You know, we must not allow our past to hold us back from being the Christian we need to be. And while I was doing this lesson, I thought of Lot's wife. Lot's wife in Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 26. Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 26. And this is where Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed here for the wicked things that they were doing. Genesis chapter 19, verses 24 through 26. "Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. But his wife from behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt." You know, they were warned here. They were warned, but Lot's wife, she just looked back, and it cost her life. You know, it doesn't seem like she did much to deserve death, but she wasn't looking at the blessing of being spared and not looking forward. So many times we live in the past, and too much we live in the past too much, and our past can teach us when we make mistakes. God gives us opportunity to repent each and every day that we are here on earth for things that we have done. Some may go around thinking that they don't need repentance. Romans chapter 3 and verses 23. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible reads, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You know, this verse leaves no one out. None of us are perfect. Sometimes our actions speak louder than words. People will know that we are Christians by our love for each other and our love for others. We must look for needs and see what we can do to help. You know, it might be prayer. It might be helping someone get to a doctor's appointment. Maybe after a family member passes away, there's always ways that we can encourage those around us. You know, Jesus cared for those around Him and saw to their needs. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. The Bible reads, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith." You know, it can be discouraging to us if the ones that we are helping aren't doing their part by being at services when we are there. But we can't worry about their response after an act of kindness. We don't do it for show. We do things out of love because Jesus loved us. In John chapter 3 and verse 16, John chapter 3 and verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." When we look back, no matter how bad our past might be, we must remember what God did so we might have hope in heaven after our earthly life is done. You know, we must find blessings in each and every day that we are here. Life can get us down, but we must look ahead to better days. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible reads, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." You know, God will not give us any more than what we can handle. There's never a circumstance too big for us to get out of. God will always see us through, even though it may not seem like it sometimes. But we have to put our trust in Him in all that we do because we know He keeps His promises. God keeps His promises. Let's talk about another character. Let's talk about Judas this evening a little bit. Judas, Matthew chapter 26 and verse 15. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 15. Talked about Judas there. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. But we also see that he did recognize later the wrong that he had done. In Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 5. Matthew chapter 27, verses 3 through 5. Then when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that he had been condemned, he felt remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. Verse 4, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? See that to yourself." And he threw the pieces of silver into the temple sanctuary and departed. And he went away and hanged himself. You know, guilt can do many things to a person. Judas made a choice. He was sorry for what he had done. But God puts us on earth for a reason. He puts us here for a reason. And it's up to us to seek that purpose. Some may think they don't have a purpose, but we do. We do have a purpose. Even as members of the church, you know, we tend to just go through the motions sometimes, just thinking our attendance is enough, and when in all actuality, we are all capable of finding a need that should be met. We must work together so we can help others get to heaven. You know, this world is filled with those who don't know what the gospel is, or they may not even know what the Bible is and what it does for our lives. In Psalm 133 and verse 1, Psalm 133 and verse 1, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And those outside of the church must see that we work together. They must see that unity in us. Second point this evening is about pressing forward. Pressing forward. We see what looking back can do, so we must press forward. We must not allow the past to get in our way of looking ahead. Our future is brighter as long as we are found faithful. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 12. The Bible reads, "Moreover, man does not know his time. Like fish caught in a treacherous net, and birds trapped in a snare. So the sons of men are ensnared at an evil time when it suddenly falls on them." So we must look ahead and seek first the kingdom of God. You know, time is short here on earth. We must take advantage of the time that we have here to teach the generation behind us so they can know the truth and teach it to others. You know, Paul had the right mindset. Paul had the right mindset. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. The Bible reads, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. Then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." Paul knew he had no time to waste to preach and teach to others. You know, he was very disciplined in everything he did. Now, this man's past did not stop him from being one of the strongest advocates for the sake of Christ. He understood his task was not going to be easy, but it must be done. He went from putting Christians in jail to being a Christian. In Acts chapter 8, verse 3, Acts chapter 8, verse 3, but Saul began ravaging the church, entering house after house, dragging off men and women. He would put them in prison. Paul's life is a perfect example we have to teach others that they can choose good over evil. You know, he could have lived like he was, but he chose to live for God and do His will. He definitely taught as long as he could. This life that we live is like a race, and in a race, you run to the best of your ability. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Verse 3. "For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." You know, when we take our eyes off Jesus, we tend to lose heart and forget why we are running this race. God deserves our very best. He knows our hearts, and He sees our efforts daily. Are we doing everything that needs to be done? Well, probably not. We could do things better, and maybe that's a New Year's resolution for someone. But sometimes resolutions, what we know with resolutions sometimes is they fizzle out over time, and we tend to go back to our old habits. So if today was your last day, would God be pleased with you in your life? You know, in Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, chapter of faithful people. Just want to mention two or three here. Noah, because of his faith, he built the ark. And in that account, you can tell that he did it by faith because he built it with the dimensions that he was told. He was told how to build it, and that's what he done. Abraham's faith was tested. His faith was tested by sacrificing his son Isaac. But Isaac was spared because of Abraham's faith. And then also talks about Abel there in Hebrews chapter 11. He offered a better sacrifice than Cain. Of course, we know that account as well in Genesis that Cain killed Abel because of jealousy. But many others, their faith was mentioned there in Hebrews chapter 11. Their faith was strong enough to receive a promise from God. Our faith will be tested if it hasn't been tested already. These overcame things by their faith. Our faith must be strong as a mustard seed. In Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20. And this is Jesus talking to the disciples. And he said to them, "Because of the littleness of your faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." You know, mustard seeds are very small, and had more faith than the disciples at this time. The disciples could not heal the demon-possessed boy. Jesus was disappointed in them for not being able to cure the boy. Do we disappoint God? Sometimes we do. Do we put our faith and trust in God as much as we should? Probably not. Sometimes we put more trust in ourselves, and we should put more trust in God. We all disappoint God, and He gets angry at us, as He should. You know, but we have a loving and forgiving God. That's something that we must see, that we have a loving and forgiving God. We are servants of God for life. And there's no age stoppage there. Paul preached till his death. Paul preached till his death. He taught Timothy at a young age. Timothy was also warned. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 through 8. "But you be sober in all things. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing." You know, we hope to one day say those things there in verses 7 and 8, that we fought the good fight, we finished the course, and we kept the faith. We all hope to say that one day. Paul knew that he had to depart, and he entrusted Timothy to carry out his duties. Paul had a lot going against him, but he still knew what he had to do. He was preparing the future of the church. We must learn all we can so we can teach those behind us, because the church must go on and they must move forward. We must be shining lights. We must be shining lights so others can see that there's something different about us. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. "Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Well, how do we do that? How do we let our light shine? Well, we must seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. We must seek first His kingdom. The world will try to tell us how to live, but we must not allow Satan to rule our lives. Sin separates us from God. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and observe His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our future of the church depends on us. You know, maybe 2019 will be a better year for some, hopefully for all. The church needs workers for the Lord. So if you aren't involved in things that are going on and want to be, just see what needs to be done. Each of us could be encouraged by the involvement that there is. So let's start 2019 and be better servants for Christ. You know, I wish everyone a happy new year. And like I said, the lesson is yours this evening. And if you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you're struggling in your daily walk with Christ, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation song.